This is Western Voice Radio on KAWC. I'm Dave Reek. In just a few minutes, we'll visit with two of the people involved with the efforts to celebrate Arizona Western College's 50th anniversary. But first, the Fine Arts Department at Arizona Western College is a dynamic intersection of education and imagination with programs in music, ceramics, theater, and other arts. As KAWC's Maya Springhawk Robnett reports, the students of the Studio Art Program are working with their professors to find ways to enhance their innate creativity.
At a recent student art show reception for the last Arizona Western College Art Exhibit of the Year, 24-year-old art major Carla Hastings described her ceramic artwork and talked about her artistic inspiration.
I can be driving in my car and see something on the side of the road and be like, oh, hey, that's cool. Or, you know, the way the light falls through trees, or just, you know, music is a big inspiration for me too, to be creative. I try to take motivation from everything.
Art students like Hastings find inspiration in a plethora of art topics, from art history to printmaking to painting to sculpture and everything in between. Studying alternative techniques such as the low-heat raku kiln firing process, they expand their knowledge in creating fine art. AWC has all those resources available. 19-year-old studio art major Elizabeth Vargas says no matter what the medium, she hopes her art has meaning.
This is a graphite drawing on paper, and it's actually a composite drawing, meaning that it's two paintings incorporated into one, and I just kind of combine them together to kind of make a new meaning to it.
And what is the meaning? What meaning do you attribute to this?
Well, the title is A Brief Summary of the Night, and there's bottles and a fish and people lying on the ground, which kind of implies a little bit of a wild night. I'm trying to let the people look at it and kind of create their own story, but I'm giving them a hint through the title.
Another artist, 21-year-old Christian Morales, describes his drawing of a suicidal ventriloquist doll and relates it to social pressures.
Well, I titled it Lifeless basically because it's about a doll. It represents the sadness. Ventriloquist dolls, puppets, they aren't really that pretty. How humans sometimes see each other as well.
Regardless of the art itself, the lingering question is this. Can these students make a living in art? A Georgetown University study of 2009 through 2010 United States Census Bureau statistics says art program graduates are most likely to be unemployed or work part-time. What's more, studio art is one of the lowest earning majors within the arts. But those figures might be misleading. Fine arts professor Angel Luna has been working at AWC for 9 years. As he photographs student work, he says many artists are self-employed.
You have statistics that say that we don't, that a lot of art students don't have a job after they graduate, but part of the business of art is you're usually self-employed.
Luna points out how the popularity of websites such as DeviantArt and Etsy, which allow artists to display and sell their art, proves that artists are busy. Luna does agree, however, that art graduates face other challenges.
There are statistics out there, like, 80% of MFAs, Master of Fine Arts, are not making art in 5 years. Why does that happen?
It may be an old problem. Professor William Blomquist has been an art professor at AWC for over 11 years. He says this is nothing new. The arts have traditionally received less attention than the sciences.
Well, historically, the arts have been a real impetus in the sciences. You know, in the Middle Ages, the arts sort of pulled Western culture out of the Middle Ages and into the modern world. People like Leonardo da Vinci started to dissect the body and figure out how it worked. You know, the sciences came from the arts to a large extent, and I think a lot of people don't realize that.
But student artist Elizabeth Vargas says she's not concerned about that. She just wants to create.
The term starving artist doesn't scare me because I'm willing to go to those lengths in order to express myself. So whatever it is that I do with my future, I will continue creating. I'm not really scared of the stereotype. No, I'm not scared.
For KAWC's Western Voice Radio, I'm Maya Springhawk, Robnett.
Arizona Western College is one of the first community colleges in Arizona, and next fall, the Yuma Bay School will celebrate its 50th anniversary. We got together with two AWC staff members who are part of an interdisciplinary team that is planning a wide range of activities to mark the anniversary. Shara Roberts is coordinator of student leadership and activities at AWC, and Lori Stoft is dean of public affairs and marketing. Roberts says the 50th anniversary will be integrated into many of the activities that are already routine at Arizona Western College.
What's really great is that a lot of the events that we currently do or have been doing for the last 10, even longer years, we're really going to take those and we're really just going to do something which we called Goldify. And we're going to just kind of step up those events a lot, really add that 50th anniversary feel to them so that we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just kind of adding that take to all of those events. Sorry, I'm starting to lose my voice a little.
We're also, we are working, you know, across the campus. As you mentioned, we have a big task force with people from all different departments, and we're asking them if they would like to create something special, whether it's bringing back alum for some sort of a musical performance or an athletics event. And we have some people that are, you know, trying to fit something like that in their schedule. It's also a great opportunity for us to connect with our alum. And so our foundation, Arizona Western College Foundation, has been working on growing an alumni group. And they're going to use this 50th year to come up with a couple of special events that will really speak to and connect with and engage people who have graduated or taken classes at Arizona Western College.
And it's interesting because I've only been in the community about 5 years, but whenever I'm around town, I talk to people and I mention I'm out here at the college. There's such a high percentage of people in this community who've at least taken a class here, if not graduated from here or done something else out here.
Right. Or their kids have gone here or their employees have gone here. The roots are very deep. That's true. So it's really exciting.
Now, I know one of the projects, because I've been involved with it a little bit, is getting some testimonials involved. Could you talk a little bit about that project?
You bet. We are working with our television services group here on campus to bring in people to be interviewed. And Shara was just interviewed today. Shara is a former Student Government Association president here at Arizona Western College, in addition to being a current very valuable employee on staff here. So we're going back in time, and we're trying to find people who've either worked here, who've had some leadership position here, or longtime faculty. We interviewed a gentleman who retired from faculty after like 35 years, very much beloved faculty member. We're going to interview our current SGA president. We have another SGA president who works on campus now as an assistant coach, and so we're going to interview her. Anyway, we have a lot of plans like that. And it's not just about reaching back for the stories from 50 years ago. It's stories kind of all along the way.
And so those interviews are being filmed, and they will be available as videos.
They'll be available both as videos, and then we're hoping to partner with KAWC Radio right here to make some of those.
And we're going to create similar to what we did with the StoryCorps a few years ago, some audio vignettes that we'll be able to share with our listeners here on the radio. So very exciting opportunity, and it sounds like a lot of people are eager to share their stories.
Yeah, so we have somebody on our task force who's working on scheduling those interviews, and they've been going great gangbusters since the beginning of January. So a third use of that content, those great personal stories, we're hoping to have little listening kiosks around campus all next year where you can walk up and listen to an audio recording of some of those stories on a loop. So that'll be really fun.
And so, like Shara, you were saying, a lot of the things that normally happen at the college, like I'm assuming like family night or homecoming, will have that golden theme to it?
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the events that other departments are doing as well, such as the Toro Bowl. I can't think of anything else right now, but like I mentioned, a lot
commencement.
Of... Commencement. There you go. A lot of things that we're doing, we're just stepping it up a level.
Well, that sounds really interesting. And so the real celebration is actually next fall. Is that right?
That's
so
right.
So right now it's called in the planning stages and the getting ready.
That's right. And so we're looking at rolling out a whole year of engagement and celebration. And we're not talking super fancy or super expensive. We're just talking about reminding people about that theme throughout the year and kind of asking the community to celebrate with us.
And it's amazing how quick 50 years goes by, I suppose.
Yes.
I think that must be right.
Well, that's great. If anybody has any ideas or wants to get involved, is there something they can do at this point?
Absolutely. We have an email address. It's AWC50TH for the 50th. So AWC50@azwestern.edu. You could also call or email either Shara Roberts or Lori.Stoft, and you can find our names and our email addresses on the website. So we're both would both be happy to get any information from the community. One thing we're going to do, we have a press release that'll be going out in the next week or two, just a call to the community. People who want to share memorabilia, photographs, memories, stories, we would love to gather that. We would love to gather it and then return it to you after the period of us using it is over. Or if you want to give us your stuff, if you have old newspaper clippings or yearbooks or old jerseys, yearbook, anything, we'd love to have it.
That sounds great. And, of course, folks can listen here to KAWC. We'll be keeping people informed as the year progresses. Thanks so much, ladies, for coming in and talking to us about this important effort. And I'm sure everybody's wishing Arizona Western College a happy 50th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shira Roberts is Coordinator of Student Leadership and Activities at Arizona Western College. And Lori Stoft is AWC's Dean of Public Affairs and Marketing. You have been listening to Western Voice Radio on KAWC, Colorado River Public Media. This program was produced with the help of Maya Springhawk Robnett and Lou Gum. For KAWC, I'm Dave Reek.